Hello, I'm Pastor Jack Morris, and this is the Healing Word and Pray Now. Friend, I sense you are weary, you're restless, you're tired, you're on the verge of burnout. You've come to the Lord, you've come to me, the Lord and I and you, the three of us together, we're going to pray and believe and receive the blessing of God. Life can be very weary, and I know it's that way with you also at this moment. But for those who are laboring and are heavy laden, Jesus promises rest. He is the gentle and lowly Savior. Let's go to Him. Let's believe. Let's pray. And let the blessing of God come upon you, refreshing you physically, spiritually, mentally. Let's pray. Father, we come into the prayer room of the Healing Word. Pray now. We're not going to wait. We're not going to delay. I lift my friend up to you and pray that you will pour in strength, healing, wholeness, completeness in the name of Jesus. Bring blessing to this one who is just overburdened with the cares of this life. You are the resurrection and the life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. We give you praise in Jesus' name, and we receive healing for my friend in Jesus' name. Amen. Friend, let's go to the Word of God and trust the Lord and let the Word of God enter in, refreshing you, blessing you, strengthening you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you know what it is to be disappointed? Is there anybody here who has never in your life ever been disappointed? Everything has always worked out the way you thought it should and the way you thought it was going to. We all have from time to time. Now look at what the Scripture says. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord. Trust is a deep reliance on God. You see, trust means the end results are in His hands, that He's going to take care of the situation, that everything is going to turn out the way He wants it to turn out. Even though I'm disappointed, He is God. He has all power. He's going to do what is right. You see, I can say those words, and you and I can say it too, and we can stand and sing, trust and obey, for there's no other way. Anybody can say, there's no other way but to trust and obey. We say a lot, but can we really produce? But the Scripture says, trust in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord. He is the one that has all power in heaven and in earth, and He's the one that is the head of the church, building the church, the Lord Jesus, that it says, with all your heart. Now, I looked at that. All your heart. Is it possible to trust in the Lord with 65% of your heart? Or 75%? You mean I can have a divided heart? It must be so. It says all your heart, not part of your heart, but all your heart, meaning all your emotions, all your intellect, all your understanding, all your life, trusting in the Lord. And then it goes on to say, and lean not on your own understanding. Not the way you think it is, not the way you planned it to be. Lean not on your own understanding. Everybody is leaning on something. Everybody has a crutch. Let's lean on Jesus. Yoke up with Jesus. Let Him take us through whatever the difficulty is. And I pray right now that you are thinking of the difficulty that you may be experiencing and going through, and this Scripture and that difficulty are going to come together and link up today, and you're going to see the mighty hand of God move in your situation. I truly believe it. So think with me, pray with me, stay with me, because God's Word is coming forth for you and the particular situation that you're in right now. The Scripture says in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. You see, we're moving along in a straight line, whether you turn to the right or to the left. We have a tendency to veer off and to lose sight of our goal and to miss the mark. Now, He's the shepherd out front leading me. But if I get ahead of Him, which often we do, we're going to fix it. We're going to make it right. We're going to make it happen. And I get ahead of Him, and Instead of him being ahead of me, shepherding me, leading me, I'm ahead of him, and then all of a sudden he's behind me. Oh, I hear a voice behind me. That voice should have been out there. How did he get back there? Where did I miss? It's so easy to get caught up and to miss the Lord and his plan and to veer off to the right or the left. But he is faithful. I'll hear a voice behind me. Friend, I hope and pray you're hearing a voice this morning, either in front of you or behind you, saying, this is the way, walk in it. Not long ago, the anxiety in my own life was beginning to rise up. And anxiety and sadness and depression, sometimes we're into it, or it's into us before we even know it. We think, well, why am I so upset or thinking this way, or my life's starting to change in the way it is going? We're so imperceptive, and then all of a sudden I'm not trusting the Lord like I should. Well, do you know what I did? I told God, I said, God, I am anxious, fearful, concerned. I named it, ... right down the line. And I said, you're going to have to help me. But I told him how I was feeling. I didn't know I was feeling that way until I was deep into it. And when I told him, do you know, it was about 2 hours later, it dawned on me, hey, I'm not upset or anxious or nervous. It just went away very quickly. You see, God answers prayer. Friend, God is real, and he wants to be real to you. There's a way. You do his will, do it his way, and he will direct your paths a straight line for you. You don't have to go zigzagging through life, up and down and in and out. When you turn to the right or you turn to the left, you'll hear a voice behind you. Come on, get back in line again. And I pray today that some of you will get back in line. We'll trust God. We'll move on to great victories in Jesus.
The Healing Word Ministry team is here for you. If you need a prayer or want to send a praise report, email us at contactus@thehealingword.com. Pastor Morris will take your message to God and will rejoice over the victory that is yours in Christ Jesus. That email address again is contactus@thehealingword.com.